So we're holding our first International Women's Day March. International Women's Day is marked around the world on the 8th of this month. We've called a march and some speakers today. We know that lots of organisations do various social events, which we're obviously supportive of. But we think that if we're really going to make big gains for gender equality, we probably need to take some more drastic action.
What are some of the issues that you guys are advocating for?
From a union perspective, we had the pay gap stats released not long ago. It's over $130 a week for Tasmanian women, earning less than full-time working men. That's not good enough. We've had equal pay since the 70s on paper but not reality. So that's a really big one for us. Clearly, family and domestic violence is another big issue for us as an entire community, but also for the union movement, who is campaigning for things like paid leave in agreements so that women can leave home safely.
When it comes to issues around safety, there's still a chasm, isn't there, between men and women, even for the simplest things, going out in public and feeling safe.
Oh, look, I think your experience as a woman in the world is very different still to that of a man. I know friends of mine who employ security measures when they go out of a night time, and their husbands would never think about doing the same thing. So we've got a long way to go.
Just in terms of the gender pay gap as well, you talked about legislation from the 70s as well. What needs to be done to correct that going forward, given it's been so long and nothing really has changed?
Well, I look at the Victorian government and what they've done recently by introducing a Gender Equality Act, which has really positive measures of reporting on universities, on councils and state governments to actually track how gender pay is, you know, progressing in those sorts of organisations. So there needs to be greater scrutiny, I think, on organisations for measuring it as a baseline, because if we're not measuring it, we can pretend it's all okay.
What about housing?
We've got members working on the front line of housing and homelessness. They're seeing the, you know, dreadful impact that family and domestic violence is having on women in terms of housing. We're seeing particularly older women as a fast-growing group of homeless. So there's some real particular challenges for women, and if we don't call out the gender aspect of it, we're not going to get the right solution.
And I feel International Women's Day is also a day for celebration.
It is. I mean, we've made massive gains. There's no doubt we've made massive gains, from the right to vote to anti-discrimination legislation to flexible workplace conditions. It is not the same place for women as it was 100 years ago. Does that mean it's the place that it should be? No.
Just about the march, how many people are involved here?
We've got about 100 people here. This is our first one, and we'd be keen to do this every year if there's an appetite for it.
Yeah, so why have you decided to address this march today?
Because it's celebrating International Women's Day, and for me that's a really important day every year, so I'm very happy to be here.
What does International Women's Day mean for you?
Well, I think International Women's Day is really celebrating how far we've come, but also it's still looking to how far we have to go. Celebrating women's achievements in the past, special women, but I really like the focus on celebrating how far we have come, as well as thinking what we still have to do.
In your interactions with community groups, organisations around Tasmania, are there practical examples of how far we've come?
I think sometimes, yes, I would say so. But definitely I think the focus tends to be more on the negative of how far we've really got to still go. I think that's probably partly because of my background as a criminologist. So focusing on the criminal justice system and the causes of gender inequality, and especially violence against women, is often the forefront of my mind. And the same is true when I go around the state as well.
What can we do as a community to address that?
I think it's important not just to blame the criminal justice system, that I think we really need to address the underlying causes of violence. And that's something I'm going to talk about shortly.
Considering that you're a woman in a very powerful leadership position, are you hoping to encourage more women to, I guess, aspire and progress in their careers as well?
Yes, absolutely. I'm very, very keen to do that. And when I go around to schools, I do encourage girls to stick with their education as much as possible, for as long as possible, and regard education as a continuing thing, because I really do think that that really opens the door for women and gives them independence.
True.
Terrific. What do you see as some of the barriers to women moving up into those higher positions, be they in government or in corporate world?
Take it out. I think one of the biggest barriers is not having a wife. So often women are regarded, if they've got children, as having the primary responsibility for care of the children, and it's very difficult to shift that. And I think that is one of the big barriers to women. They drop out of the workforce for a time, and it leads to the fact that they've got lower superannuation balances than men. So I think that probably is one of the greatest barriers.
I think we can get started.